Loyalist community worker Winston Irvine with us this morning. Winston, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've heard from people this morning, Winston, who are talking about the priorities in their lives. That last lady talking about, you know, they, you know, people need to rear their children, jobs so important, and you have the Enterprise Minister, Arlene Foster, reminding people just how damaging these protests are to the Northern Ireland economy.
Yep.
Do you accept what she's saying?
Well, I accept that the Belfast City Council took a very serious decision at probably one of the worst times of the year. I accept that Sinn Féin have been totally reckless and irresponsible in the way in which they've went about this. And I think this is simply the outworking of Sinn Féin's Brexit strategy, albeit in an unarmed fashion. But it, nonetheless, the goals and the aims are the same. They want the Brits out of Northern Ireland. And I think the people of Northern Ireland are saying very clearly, we're the British presence and we're going nowhere.
And for those people who aren't saying it democratically, for those people who are turning to violence, what do you say to them?
It's wrong. It shouldn't happen. The Progressive Unionist Party have stated their position very clear on it. They do not want to see violence. They do not support violence in any way, shape or form. And it does not do anything to pursue the legitimate protest that people are engaged in at this time.
Have you been on the streets trying to control the violence? Have you had any influence?
No, I have not been on the streets trying to control anything. I don't think it's my job to try and control anything, Stephen. I think that's, simply not a viable thing for me to do.
Why not? Sometimes community workers have been very effective in that role. Why not?
Well,
at interfaces, over the years we've seen
The last time, Stephen, I was asked to go out and to try and bring some influence to bear was around Donegal Street, and I got absolutely lambasted from, you know, many quarters for being out on the streets. So, you know, people can't have it both ways. But let's get back to the point, the serious point in all of this. The fact of the matter is, Dean, this is only a symptom of a wider problem, and you've been on the ground. You've spoke to young unionist loyalists. You've spoke to, you know, older people, you've spoke to people from all sorts of different classes and backgrounds, and you know that there are serious, deep-seated problems going on within working-class unionist communities.
But Winston, do you not think that message gets... And there are, and you're right, and there is deep-seated anger within the loyalist community. But do you not think that message gets totally lost because of the thugs who are rioting, because of the death threats, because of the thugs who decide to burn cars and disrupt people's lives and threaten people's safety? That headline is grabbed, that story is prominent, and meanwhile, the actual issues that are affecting working class people, education, money, health, their identity, it's down the priority order of attention.
I don't think it's helpful, Stephen, to refer to anybody as thugs. I think these are ordinary people who are very angry.
You don't think people who burn cars are thugs?
No, I don't. I don't think that you're getting my point. I'm not saying that I support it. I'm saying I don't think the language calling people thugs and referring to them in that very derogatory way is helpful either.
How would you describe? Okay. But how would you describe someone who issues death threats, who burns property, and who threatens people's safety and lives? How would you describe them? I thought it was a no-brainer.
I don't know who they are.
But how would you describe them?
I would describe them as people who are angry, who are frustrated, and who are, you know, going about making their case the wrong way. I don't think you would hear Sinn Féin refer to people who, you know, oppose Loyal Order parades as thugs. I don't think you would refer to them as thugs. You would refer to them as Republicans or dissidents. So, you know, the language around all this is very important as well. And the other point is, so now that we're seeing DUP politicians and also unionist politicians on the ground at these protests, are they now seen as loyalists or are they unionists?
Well, what do you think?
I think they're unionists, and I think the people who are protesting are unionists as well. But you see,
are you confused as to the message that's coming out from both Peter Robinson and Mike Nesbitt? you know, are those MLAs who are there united with the protesters, are they doing so, do you feel, against the First Minister's wishes?
Well, the only
are they rebelling?
The only clarity that I'm seeing from any political party at the moment is the Progressive Unionist Party. They have set their stall out very clearly, consistently and constantly from the day and hour that this emerged, that they will stand with their people in solidarity. There's been no equivocation about that. Now, for other parties, that's a matter for them. But again, I don't think that it's helpful that you focus in on the DUP at this time. The fact of the matter is, Stephen, and as I understand it, Peter Robinson did say that he supported protests, providing that they were legal, lawful and peaceful. So I think there's a discussion that is somewhat out of context.
Let me read exactly what he said last Thursday, the 6th of December. People's right to protest is justified and legitimate and should be defended. However, my advice is that street protests should be suspended by those responsible for organising them in the wider interests of a peaceful society and to ensure their protests are not used by others to launch a campaign of violence.
That's right. And I think that was a fair enough statement for the First Minister who leads the country politically. Now, let's qualify this theme because, again, you know, we need to be absolutely clear about this. Peter Robinson has not said that there shouldn't be any protest.
My advice is that street protests should be suspended, he said.
But, you know, this is simply out of context because what happened, people were working this thing up. They were scaremongering. They were saying that, you know, there was going to be almost an Armageddon. And, you know, what we seen was, by and large, peaceful protests. Now, obviously, we had the very serious incident in East Belfast where, you know, young police officer very gnarly escaped serious injury, if not, you know, fatal injury. And, you know, that was absolutely to be condemned. However, you know, you can't tar everybody with the same brush. The fact of the matter is people are absolutely calling time on this. Sinn Féin are talking about reconciliation and then they're placing, you know, their goal of United Ireland right in the middle of their reconciliation.
And Winston, what is your reaction?
Let me just finish, Stephen, because this is important. They've been, you know, Republicans have been attacking Orange Halls, they've been attacking memorials, they've been attacking churches, they've been attacking Loyal Order Parades, they've been attacking bonds, they've been pulling down flags, they've been doing a whole range of things to provoke and to, you know, cajole the Unionist community. And then they sit back as if, you know, they're all sweet and innocent. Now, you know, politics needs to be getting real around this stuff.
Okay.
Here. What is your... needs to be getting real as well. Where is your analysis of what's going on within Republican communities at the moment? We have seen bomb attack after bomb attack. We have seen, you know, a very serious incident regarding a bomb last night. We have seen a device that Islamic terrorists use in places such as Iraq and Afghanistan. Captured in Londonderry. You know, where is the analysis here, Stephen? You know, the whole focus is on unionism, but let's have a look at what's going on within republicanism, because I think that's where the hidden agenda is coming here from Sinn Féin. They're looking over their shoulder. There's an election here in another couple of weeks' time in Mid-Ulster, and you are seeing Sinn Féin in absolute political mode.
Winston,
this is what they're at.
Winston, finally, what is your reaction to what the Enterprise Minister has said, Arlene Foster? She says, take the protests off the streets, and she is saying that, she explains, because traders are being, the retail trade is being damaged by these protests. Now, what is your reaction to that? Do you think she's right? She's trying to stick up for businessmen who are now, you know, whether those businessmen even support the ethos of the protest, they're not going to be able to pay the bills. Their businesses are going to close down if people do not go out and shop. Now, do you concur with what she's saying?
Well, I concur with the point that, you know, if protests are disrupting local economy, local businesses, then, of course, the protesters need to be taken cognizance of that. There are a number of ways to protest. You know, it's not simply about blocking roads. There are thousands of ways in which to protest, and I think people will be responsible. But at the same time, Stephen, you cannot tell people to forfeit their right to what is a democratic and fundamental right. People are seeing this as part of a very serious, aggressive campaign by Sinn Féin to dilute and restrict the Britishness in this country.
Okay.
And people simply will not allow that to happen.
Winston Irvine, thank you very much indeed.